following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Fay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Share in common. Same heart, same people, new name. Because you're Wellworth a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Fay County when they need it most since 1949.
A Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, care in common.
By Making Megan Trust, come grow with us.
By Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those who serve.
There have been 2 days filled with holiday round ball action here at Clay County High School. Joe Sims Gym has seen 9 games played already, and included amongst those is a pair of wins for the Black, Purple, and Gold. As we get set to wrap it up with the 10th and 11th games of the Christmas Classic, we hope that we'll get a present packaged up in the form of 2 more good performances. Matt Walker and his ladies already played once today when they beat DeKalb County 59-48. Now they set their sights on the Lady Indians of East Robertson as the team plays for Coach Walker's 200th win. Rob Edwards and the Dogs dispatched to the UC Rams last night 58-42, and they hope to keep Coach Edwards undefeated against their opponent for the evening, the Indians of East Rob. It's time to tear the rest of the wrapping paper off of the Christmas Classic.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by local Park City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their compassion for parks, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call, 931-243-7278, for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
EcoPounds of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermes Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Macon Bacon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Popper Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Lake County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more. We get ready to tip off Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our 7th basketball broadcast of this season. For the 5th time, we're sitting high atop Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll do the play-by-play along with the camera work this evening. I'll be joined throughout the evening by Joe Sims and Doug Strong. With me right now is a man who's always full of the Bulldog spirit, and I'm sure now at this festive time of year, he's also full of the Christmas spirit. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Yeah, good to be back here at the Clay County Christmas Classic, sponsored by Eco Pounds of Tennessee for the last of two of 11 games
yep.
played here over the last 2 days. You know, credit to the organizers and all involved for making this happen here in Salina. It's a pretty big deal for our little town.
It is a big deal, and I'm 99% sure the main sponsor of it is one of our sponsors, Eco Panels of Tennessee, helping them out here as they always do.
They sure do. We appreciate them. And this doubleheader finale with East Robertson should be fun to wrap it up, too, you know, because these two schools are kind of familiar with each other, Daniel.
Yeah, you know, have been region foes for some time now. Of course, this year they're not. East Rob stepping on up to double-A basketball. But I've kind of got used to doing a home-and-home with them. And while that's not on the schedule this year, tonight's doubleheader is.
Well, we wouldn't be sitting here high atop the bleachers at Joe Sims Gym without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank each and every one of them enough for getting on board years ago and sticking with us throughout. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games, including Christmas Classic action. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon weekly recap. But the paper, of course, is went to press prior to Tuesday night's games at Macon County. The Lady Dogs put together one of their best outings of the season to beat Macon County 48-40. A dominant first half surged them ahead 30-10, and the Clay County girls held their lead throughout the second half for the 8-point victory. Haley Garrison had 14, Ella East 13, Bella Walden 8, and Allie Smith 8, and Clea Crawford 5. The Dogs dropped their game over at Lafayette to the Tigers by a score of 58-46. But the game was closer than the final showed, as Clay County led early before Macon County tied it at 25 at the break. The Tigers then claimed the lead in the third quarter before stretching it out to the final 12-point margin by game's end. Nolan Adams had 18 to lead the way for Clay County. Coley chipped in 13, Warner Mountain 8, Aiden Cherry 6, and Fletcher Strong had a bucket. Then last night here in the Clay County Christmas Classic, the Dogs beat the UC Rams 58-42 behind a strong second half after leading by 4 at the break. Clay County went up double digits in the third and added to their lead down the stretch to win by 16. Nolan Adams up to ante to 23 in that outing. Cole Leeds added 13, Warner Melton 9, Aiden Cherry 7, Jake Copeland 4, and Juju Villa had 2. Then earlier today, as Daniel talked about, the Lady Dogs beat DeKalb County 59-48. Daniel, I don't have any details on that one, but you said Ella Eads had a big outing.
Yeah, she had 32, Coach Walker said, and I was talking to Coach Sims there a minute ago, and he said that she just played great. Outstanding game. Said the cap was pretty big, so it was a good win for us against something that we don't necessarily have, and that's a ton of size.
Good win for the Lady Dogs, then. Hopefully get another one here as they're taking on East Robertson. Coming up after we finish up the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Big news coming from Twin Links. Introducing Tri-Lay Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Links Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names: Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network in front of this East Robertson and Clay County Girls Contest, we're going to get into what we call the Back Home Electric Girls 7A update. Reaching back to Tuesday night, we see that Clark Range beat Oakdale 64-61. Also on Tuesday night, of course, Clay County, the big win over at Macon County. On Thursday, Jackson County lost to Windermere Prep, Florida, 51-67. On Friday, Jackson County beat Hagerty, Florida, 65-37. Clark Range lost to Coffee County, 49-73. Pickett County lost to Lenore City, 59-63. Today, Jackson County beat North Broward Prep, Florida, 53-44. Tonight's action, Clay County hosting East Robertson. Pickett County's over in a tournament around Knoxville. They play Granger. And then Monday night, it'll be Redbone Springs hosting Gordonsville. So Christmas tournaments hadn't necessarily been kind to District 7A teams. Coach Sims, Clark Range, Pickett, both losing today, or yesterday rather. And they don't oftentimes happen, does it?
Well, no, but it goes back to the competition that you're going to go play. You know, you could find places where I'm sure that you could beat everybody there, but I guess, you know, they want to get some competition in. Your chance you're going to lose some when you do that. Like Jackson County, I think their record's under 500 now, but I look for them to really be strong when the district starts. I guess they're playing down in Florida or somewhere.
Yeah, they are.
Lost a couple games.
Of course, you look at the overall records of the district right now, and we know it don't necessarily mean anything, but you got Clark Range sitting at an even 500, 6-6. Redbone Springs, 5-4. Jackson County, I've got them an even 7-7. Clay County, 6-4. Pickett County, 3-6. I mean, all these teams are 500 or worse except Clay County.
Yeah, like I said, Pickett, 3-6, but they've played, you know, some pretty good teams, and you know, they got a new coach. You may be having some growing pains. I don't know that, but we'll see how they do when the district gets here. You know, but it's like I said, it's all got to do with the teams that you play. You know, you play a real tough schedule, you're going to lose some games probably.
Right. Well, folks, that's been the Girls 7A update, brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more from your local licensed and insured electrician. Count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs. We'll go ahead and get into Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place, where we get Coach Sims' thoughts about this ball game. Head Coach Kenyatta Perry and his Lady Indians, Coach Sims, to my knowledge, defeated, you could say, on the season. They have yet to win. Only 8 girls on the roster. Seems to be just a shell of their former selves.
Yeah.
Lost some of those good players that they had. One transferred out. How important is it for Coach Walker and the ladies to go ahead and put this thing away early?
Well, I don't know how to, but it would be encouraging just to come out here and jump on them big, you know, right off the start, you know, if we can get some steals. And we shot the ball pretty good today in that first game. You know, if we can continue to do that, you know, I think we'll jump out to a big lead early, hopefully.
Coach Walker sitting here in his 10th season, poised tonight with a win to have 200 wins. Essentially hitting around a 20-10 average, so to speak, year in, year out, in this district. And you've been there and done the same, and actually higher numbers in many years, Coach. Pretty good run for Coach Walker so far.
He's done well since he took over. He's had some good players, you know, like I did, you know. But you can't win unless you've got some players. But he does a good job.
Folks, that's been the Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by August Place. Look for Tipsy's standing tall in downtown Sinai and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. We'll start off with East Robertson, and I will mark them as they announce them. Head coach Kenyatta Perry, 0-7 on the season, 7-game losing streak. Starting for them, a junior number 34, Adriana Lepley. Number 21, Ava Fulton, a freshman. Number 11, Claire Barber, a senior. Number 5, Laura Stratton, a junior. And number 1, a junior, Kelsey Gregory. Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Head coach Matt Walker, as we said, 10th season overall, 199 wins to 98 losses. Tonight would be 200. 6-4 record this year. Have yet to play a district game out of District 7 single A. 2-game win streak coming into this contest. Starting for Clay County, a sophomore, number 44, Kalia Crawford. A junior, number 11, Halen Garrison. Junior, number 3, Natalie Smith. Senior, number 23, Baylor Walden. And a senior, number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineups been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., extended hours to 8 p.m. on Monday and Friday nights, and the famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Clay County, the home team tonight, wearing those white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. East Robertson, the visiting team, maroon jerseys with gray trim, white numerals on them. Clay County is shooting the hoop to our left during this first half of play. East Robertson will be shooting the hoop to our right. And time to get this one underway. Last girls contest of the Christmas Classic. Going to be Smith stepping in with Stratton to tip for opening possession. Natalie will control that, tips it back to Walden. Baylor will come across the timeline and set up shot. Ella Eads kicks to Natalie. Now back to Ella out top. 32 points in that contest earlier against DeKalb County for Ella Eads. Now she has an assist as Natalie Smith scores from left block. Coach Sims, you were here. Was she just playing lights out, inside, outside, everywhere?
Hit some threes. Got a lot of foul shots. Took it to the hole some. She just played really good. But, I mean, that was Baylor. She hit some shots out the floor today, and Halen hit a couple, two or three threes. She shot the ball pretty good. You know, Ella had a great game, but, you know, it wasn't just all her.
Kind of a continuation of Tuesday night's performance at Macon then,
well,
just good overall?
We were down four at halftime.
Okay.
Yeah, we outscored them, I think. We went from down four to up six in the third quarter. Then kind of stretched it out a little from there.
Baseline drive by Garrison. Kicks to Smith. Smith in the paint. Shot up. No good, but she's fouled. Natalie greatly has increased that free throw percentage in the last game or so. Shot really well Tuesday night. Of course, my stats do not include that DeKalb County game that happened earlier today. 45% free throw shooter on the season now.
Well,
was as low as 29%.
Considerably from 29.
Yeah.
She shot several today, and she hit some and missed some. I don't know exactly what the totals were, but
two of two on this trip.
Good. Like I said the other night, she's too good a shooter to be shooting 20-something percent from the foul line.
That's right. Clay Kenny leading 4-0 over East Rob. Lady Indians inside. Foul called. He called for the personal, and she's trying to show with her body language to the official that she was straight up and didn't move. At the line, Adriana Lefley shooting two. First one's away and good. East Rob on the season has struggled offensively. Here's their output. 11 points, 18 points, 26, 14, 32, 15, and 23. Season high of 32 offensively.
That won't win you many games.
No, it's not. Regarding, no matter what classification or district.
I don't care what kind of defense you're playing. It's hard to hold somebody under 30.
Of course, I forget the name. I believe Pennington was name of the sister that was so good.
Yeah, I guess.
Transferred.
Franklin Simpson now.
Kentucky.
Yeah. I happened to run into the boys coach at Zuryberger last night. I was asking him about her. He said she played for them last year. I thought she was gone last year.
Yeah, she's still there.
Yeah,
they beat us over there.
Yeah.
First game of the new year. Regular season game at East Rob.
He said she went up there and stayed a while, then she came back, and then she went back again. But she hadn't been, on the team, but she came back to school at East Robertson.
6-minute mark of this first quarter. East Rob with the ball. Clay Kenny with the lead 4-1. Lepley with it. Works it back out to Fulton. Fulton shot up in the paint. No good. Natalie Smith called for the foul.
I don't know what eligibility rules they got. Seems like that's an awful lot of moving around.
Yeah.
You know?
Freshman Ava Fulton at the line to shoot two. First one's away, too strong off the back of the iron. Second one away in there. 4-2, the new score. Clay County with the ball here. Second contest of the day for the Lady Dogs. Played it at the noon hour. Now here they are with the 6 o'clock tip. Eade swings to Garrison, inside to Smith, back out to Ella. Swung to Halen. Bounce pass to Natalie, back out to Halen. Just a lot of crisp ball movement. Smith with the bucket on the inside. 6-2, Natalie.
Press them, but he hasn't done it yet.
Natalie Smith with all of Clay Kenny's points. Lady Indians with the ball. Their points both coming from the free throw line. 6-2, the score. Lepley with it. Back out to Fulton. Back in the Lepley, and another foul called. Fourth foul of the quarter. Coach Sims against the Lady Dogs.
Somebody has a foul down there.
Next one will send the Lady Indians to the line to shoot two. And we're not even halfway through this first quarter.
Oh.
On the inbound, Gregory with it. Inside pass to number five. That's Laura Stratton. Her shot no good. Garrison coming out of there with it quickly the other way. Halen top of the key. Now works to the elbow. Kicks it outside to Baylor. Swings to Ella. Now Natalie. Back cross scored to Halen. She'll fire three right side. No good. Rebound Lady Indians. Single game scoring leader against East Rob, Hallie Buford. In 2024, she had 24 points against the Lady Indians. Eads comes up with a steal, knocks it to Crawford. Crawford outlet pass to Garrison. Garrison layup, good. Lady Dogs up 8-2. 4-10 in ticking first quarter. Of course, these teams met three times last year. Clay County won two of them. That third meeting came in the region semis over at Livingston Academy, where Clay County eliminated the Lady Indians. And it was a much different East Robertson team over at Livingston Academy in February.
I don't remember what the score was. Was it close?
Pretty close. I don't have the final wrote down. Is it's Fulton with the bucket off right side. Of course, Pennington, you know, she probably averaged 25 points a game.
Yeah.
We usually held her in check pretty good, but...
I just remember that year, her freshman year at Raging Game down there, she shot the eyes out of it.
Absolutely. That was at East Robertson, wasn't
yeah.
it? Of course, her sister, a junior that year, playing with us, they were good. Garrison, three ball left
yeah.
side. It's good. One of two from behind the arc. Is Garrison had a slump there during our two-game losing streak against Gordonswing Community. Dick Garrison has heated back up since then from behind the arc. And now a foul against Garrison. We'll go to the line to shoot two if they're paying attention because that's five.
Yeah.
Garrison on the season, 41% three-point shooter. Has hit 31 of 75.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Here's an interesting stat. Of course, everybody don't get to the free throw line a lot. Through nine games, once again, these stats coming not including the DeKalb County game earlier today. Through the first nine games of the season, only three free throw attempts by Garrison.
Really?
Two or three.
She just does most of her damage behind the line, you know.
She does, and typically, if she's well guarded, passes up on the shot, so usually not foul. Smith firing a three, no good. Tyler Adams the rebound. Adams kicks to Garrison. Garrison pulls the trigger, no good. Rebound Lady Indians. 2:35 mark of this first quarter, 11-5. Clay County in front by six. Feels pretty comfortable, even though it's a two-possession game. Air ball by East Rom, rebound Natalie Smith on the floor for Clay County. Smith, Brooklyn Scott, Tyler Adams, Eads and Garrison. Walden and Crawford getting a breather. Halen kicks to Ella, Ella at right wing, back to Halen. This will be the last action for Clay County for about a week. And they'll be over at Harriman in their Christmas Classic. Ella Eads has a 10-foot jumper. I think that's going to be the Monday and Tuesday after Christmas, so about 9 to 10 days from now.
We play who? Scott County maybe one game?
Yeah, and I think there was a change on the other. I'm not sure. But, yeah, Scott on the first one. Well, kick ball there. Manali Smith punted it out the door. Maybe Kingston. Yeah, I think that's right. Of course, we're down on Mike tonight. Thomas is here with us. If you're wondering why he's not on, you'll hear him at the quarter break. We had to do that once earlier this year. And if nothing else, we're pretty adaptable here at the Horizon Sports Network. We've even switched up tonight. Coach Sims on my right and Thomas on my left, and that's the first time we've ever called that way. Ease with it now. Shot faking a drive. Ella picks it up. Euro step to the hoop. Missed the shot. Tried to get her own rebound. It's knocked out of bounds by East Robertson's number one, Kelsey Gregory. Minute 17 left in this first quarter. Not done a great job with time and score. Apologize for that. Just hadn't been a ton of action. 13-5. Clay County leading. Tyler to inbound. Works it in to Natalie. And the 6-foot jumper is no good, but she's fouled and it'll go to the line. Smith on the season averaging 9.7 points per contest, 5.7 rebounds. Leads the team in rebounds, does Natalie. Missed that first free throw. Second one's good. 14-5. Coach Walker has met East Robertson eight prior times. Has a 6-2 record against them. Defensive pressure against the Indians. They get out of the trap. Now the shot is taken and missed. That was number two, Stocky Robinson, who's checked in off the bench. Clay County back in possession. Under a minute to play, first quarter. Deep three-pointer. Ella Eads, no good. Got her own rebound. Nice job by her. Her putback, no good. Got her own rebound again. No, Natalie did. And she's fouled by Lipley. So now the foul count starting to even out. Third team foul against East Rob.
Well, I was trying to think. I don't I don't remember ever playing East Robertson in a regular game. I think I played in camp maybe a time or two. But
we just used to, you know, even in football, there was times we would play them, but very seldom. We just didn't go west a whole lot, did we?
No, and they wasn't in our, I guess at one time they was in our something, because I played Joe Burns in the sub-state. They'd been in that
sister region, yeah.
But I don't think we ever played them.
Three-pointer up and away and good by Claire Barber, the senior. 14-8 now the score. Yeah, you know, they've had tremendous success periodically in their boys' sports, baseball,
yeah,
football, boys' basketball, but you don't hear about the Lady Indians as much. Garrison tries a three, no good. Smith, the rebound, put back good. Natalie really controlling things here in this first quarter. I know of 8 points she has, and I could have missed one or two. Thomas will update us after this break. At the end of one quarter, Clay Kenny has East Robertson doubled up, 16-8.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invite you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County leads East Robertson 16-8 here headed into the second quarter of the girls' game. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Natalie Smith, a big first quarter for the Lady Dogs. She had 9 in the first 8 minutes to pace Clay County. Helen Garrison, 5 with a 1-made three-pointer. Ella Eats, 2 for Clay County. We have Claire Barber and Ava Fulton, both with 3 each to lead the Lady Indians. Kelsey Gregory and Adriana Lepley both have 1 point. And Clay County leads 16-8. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to the long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Izzy Smith has began this second quarter on the floor for Clay County. Came up with a steal, missed the layup, but nice to see her out there early in this one. And a bucket for East Rob, I believe, big number 50, freshman Olivia Williams with the bucket.
Yeah, Izzy, she got a little playing time in that game today, second half.
I like her energy.
Oh,
you
she's
know.
Quick as a cat. Well, she gets after it.
Ella Eads, three-pointer. No good. Kept alive by Clay County. Crawford. Hits the three-pointer from right side. I was trying to hear what my daughter Mila was saying. She's brought Christmas presents over as she's came into Joe Sims gym. Put one in front of all of us.
Oh, this is
great. Yeah, that's from Mila. No telling what it is,
hey,
Coach
Mila,
Sims.
Thank you.
Inside that bag, that is apt to be trash. You know, there's no telling.
I believe it's something good.
He's with the no. Crawford. Crawford with the three-pointer, Tom. Oh, that's no trash.
No, that's...
I know what that is. That is a Sandy Daniels homemade
red
velvet
that's
part cream
of
cake.
Worth lots of money.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That is pretty good stuff. At the line shooting, too, was Kelsey Gregory. 19-11. May have been an and-one opportunity, depending on points. The point tally there. Thomas will have it sorted out. 19-11. And Smith's going to be fouled by Williams. She'll go to the line. And not saying before that Mila gives bad gifts, but she's creative. Sometimes she's apt to put anything in there, you know.
She's young.
Izzy at the line. Missed the first one.
She's so, good than that, I'll have to say that.
Oh, yeah, a little pack of Nerd Clusters and a homemade pie there. Izzy Smith, 3 of 4 from free throw on the season, coming into today's action. Missed both of that pair. Rebound East Rob. Lefley with it. She hands off to Stratton. Stratton right across the timeline, being defended by Smith. On the floor, we've got Crawford, Adams, Smith, Eads, and Walden. So a unique lineup, one perhaps that we've not seen this year. Those particular five ladies out there at the same time. Crawford, left block, through traffic. She's fouled. Kalia goes to the line. 85% free throw shooter. 17 of 20 hit on the season.
Let me see if you can put them in.
Crawford misses that first one. We have to stop bragging on Kalia's percentage. Since I started doing so, she's missed a few. Second one's away. Good. 6-10 left in this second quarter. 20-11. Coach Sims, a close game, but not one that feels very threatened.
Well, I think if we go full court press, you know, we could cause them some problems. Matt hadn't done that. He's half court trapped a little, but he hadn't really put any full court pressure on him.
Offensive foul called against Olivia Williams. Baylor Walden taking the charge. Walden, Eade, Smith, Crawford, and Adams. 5:50 and ticking. Second quarter action. Second game of the day for the Lady Dogs. Smith, 10-foot jumper, no good. Goes out of bounds. Clay Kenny maintains possession. Been keeping up with college football playoffs all day. Of course, that got rolling last night over in Norman, Oklahoma. Alabama eliminated the Sooners. Down 17-0, scored 24 unanswered.
Yeah,
and for those who said Alabama didn't belong, I guess they maybe proved a little different.
Yeah, I guess.
But
good Eads, game. First game today.
Oh, a dandy.
Nobody ever scored till the end. And
two of the best defenses in the country, the Hurricanes and the Aggies. Double dribble called against East Grove. But, of course, SEC representative Texas A&M eliminated.
Last time I seen it, Ole Miss was handling Tulane pretty good.
Ended up pretty ugly, 41-10. Rebels roll, Lane Kiffin or not.
Last one today is James Madison and somebody.
Yeah, Oregon. They're over in Eugene taking on the Ducks.
Yeah.
Apt to be even worse than the other.
Yeah, it's liable to be. Of course, James Madison, that's where y'all's cousin's going to end.
Yeah, it, of course, Billy Napier, Manning Thomas' first cousin, was the head coach at Florida. He had a couple good wins this year. Beat Mississippi State, and they fired him after that. And, of course, he knocked off Texas before that. But either way, he sat out for a while and got hired by James Madison. So he got fired by a school and then got hired back by a college football playoff qualifier. So all in all, I think a pretty good deal for Cousin Billy. A lot less pressure where he's at, and he'll do a good job. He's with it. She's going to drive here. Gets to the block, shot up, no good. Smith called for the over-the-back foul. So 4:45 mark of this second quarter, and his men, Coach Sims, has been talking college football. No points have been scored. 20-11 right now. Of course, when the action slows, sometimes we wander off onto other topics. Jump ball call.
Yeah.
A lot of fouls called in this game. Five in the quarter against both teams collectively.
Haylen got a steal there, and then they tied her up. But we had the arrow, so it's our ball.
Crawford to inbound. Into Smith. Natalie in the paint. Power dribble. She's fouled. Lepley wondering what she did wrong. Smith going to go to the line and shoot too. On the floor, sophomore Brooklyn Scott, senior Ella Eads, junior Natalie Smith, junior Haylen Garrison, sophomore Clea Crawford. Natalie missing the first of the two. 4:39 mark of this second quarter. Officials conversing here. Wonder how many different crews have been on hand today.
Well, I know this is third one I've seen. Can't Keith Dyer and a couple other guys were here for that first game. They may have called a couple games. I don't know.
Is that kind of the rule? No more than two? Call two games? That's kind of the limit?
I don't know. There's a rule.
Almost the pattern to have Garrison on the inbound steal. She's fouled. So the second free throw was hit by Smith.
Somebody said that Dyer had to go to Sparta and call two more games tonight.
Well, I know I was here earlier before the first game started. He came in at 10:30.
Yeah. And he called that first game, him and I didn't know the other two guys.
Garrison misses on her first free throw. As we said, only two of three coming into today's action. So unless she shot any free throws against the Cav, that was only her fourth attempt of the season from the line. Hits the second one. 22-11. Boys action coming up right after this. Same opponent, East Robertson. Of course, Clay County and East Rom, both with state titles in recent memory. Clay County's coming in 2021. East Rob winning the 2022 Class A state title. Crawford, after Garrison stole it, passed ahead to Kalia. She adds the bucket from right block. Now here's the pressure you was talking about, Coach Sims.
Yeah,
and East Rob can't handle it.
We've got three or four steals here. Just wham, wham. I thought that would happen if we really got up on them.
24-11. And Natalie back at the line. No, Kalia. That's Kalia Crawford at the line for two. Her second trip of the night. One of two so far from free throw. Make her two of three. Near the midpoint of this second quarter, 4:16 mark. Clay County out to a 15-point lead as Kalia hits the second, makes it 26-11. And as we talked about, 32 is the season high for East Robertson. Opening game of the season against Gordonsville, final score, East Rob 11, Tigerette 72.
Yeah,
and that's just not fun for anybody.
No.
Maverick Walden coming back to the score table to check in. Kalia coming out. Walden, Scott, Garrison, Smith, and Eads on the court. East Rob works it into the block. Shots up, foul call.
They're not shy about calling fouls.
No, they're not.
Get inside, look at somebody, it's a foul.
Laura Stratton going to the free throw line.
It probably was, but it wasn't no vicious foul or anything.
No. Really slows the pace down, and part of that, I think officiating is making for a slow pace here. 3:58 mark of the second. First one is hit by Stratton. The second one missed, but Olivia Williams, the rebound putback, and it's good for two. So it ends up being a three-point trip for the Lady Indians. Makes it a 12-point game, 26-14. Garrison firing the three left side in there. Her second. Garrison coming into today's action had made 31 three-pointers. I'm not mistaken, her tally last year was 78. Tied for second in a single season. Michelle Chambers has the most in the season with 90. And I believe Halen tied Taylor Strong for her second place single season mark with 78. Of course, Taylor, the all-time three-point leader, boys or girls, for that matter, boys. Now, my boys' stats only start with Rob Edwards' career. Somebody in the 90s could have a higher tally. So I'll throw that disclaimer out. Sailor Walden, the three-point leader during the Coach Edwards era. And, of course, girl stats go all the way back through to the start of Coach Sims' first year. And, of course, your first year, the three-point line was not even in effect.
No, it wasn't. And we didn't do much of a job keeping stats my first year. We didn't even film games or anything. But I did have a few stats, I think.
Natalie Smith.
We did a little better job from then on. Of course, that was just when everybody started to film and stuff. You know, nobody used to play with it before that.
31-15. Clay County had 14 at the end of one. They have scored 17 here in the second quarter. Garrison, setback three, right corner, no good. Rebound, Natalie Smith, power dribble, putback, no good. Rebound, Williams, wrestles it away. 2.5 minutes left in this first half. 31-15. Natalie Smith into double figures on the night. Garrison a steal and a layup, good. I presume that Smith is the leading scorer for the Dogs, for the Lady Dogs, I should say. Once again, Thomas will give us those stat updates during the Poplar Grove Buddy Shop halftime show. Of course, Lady Bulldog basketball this year being presented by Wellworth Bank, Karen Common. Typically say that coming back from a timeout, and a timeout has not been taken in this contest. Tyler Adams checks back in. Adams, Smith, Garrison, Walden, and Eade. So four of them original starters. Tyler Jean coming in to replace Crawford. So Ella Eade adds the bucket right side. Minute and a half left in this first half. 35-15, turnover by East Robertson. East Robertson playing out of District 7 AA. I have no idea who their opponents would be over there in that district.
Of
course, Joe Burns is still single A.
Yeah. Somebody told me a while ago there was four teams in a district, Watertown, and I don't know if they was one up or not.
East Rob with the ball. Clay County with the 20-point lead. Last night, East Robertson played Macon County. They're the only one of two common opponents. Of course, Clay County split with Macon County this year. Last night, Macon County beat East Rob 63-23, 40-point difference. Eads misses on the three-pointer, rebound, Gregory. Gregory comes across the timeline. Picked up defensively by Kalia Crawford. Inside to Lepley, has it taken away by Eads, the senior. A wily veteran heads the other way with it and lays it in. Ella, kind of like a woman playing with girls out there.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a good little player.
Just another in the long line of outstanding Lady Dogs that who played here.
Yeah.
15 seconds left here. Tyler Adams comes up with the steal. Alley pass to Crawford. Khalil going to lay it in off right side. Good job by the freshman and sophomore duo there. 5 seconds left in this first half. Lady Indian, T-Boyne at the buzzer, falls short. First half ends. Clay County 39, East Robertson 15 at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names.
Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee for the Clay County Christmas Classic and the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Indians of East Robertson by 24, 39-15 here at halftime. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Clay County dominating so far in this one, but East Rob put up a fight in the first quarter. They only trailed by 16-8 at the end of one. Natalie Smith pacing Clay County out to a hot start. She had 9 first quarter points for the Lady Dogs. Ends up with a cool dozen to lead all scorers with 12 here to break. Clay County goes on a run, outscores East Robertson 23-7 in the second to claim this big halftime lead at 39-15. Like I said, Smith leading the way for Clay County with 12. Halen Garrison also into double figures with 11 points, and Kalia Crawford has 10. All of those came in that second quarter to help Clay County stretch this one out. Ella Eads, half a dozen so far tonight, 6 points for the Lady Dogs. For the Lady Indians, Lyra Stratton has 1 point, Claire Barber 3, Ava Fulton 3, Kelsey Gregory 2, Olivia Williams 5, and Adriana Lepley has 1. For East Rob, who trail Clay County 39-15. This the second to last game of the Clay County Christmas Classic, and the Clay County girls are up at the break. This first half breakdown was brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learn about their new lifetime checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. Go online and do all of that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including the second half of the girls' game and more.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, this is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. I guess we better get into the local sports lowdown. Brought to you by Kerman Exteriors, your local authorized Rainer garage door dealer. Hermitage Springs basketball. On Thursday, all four teams were over at Forks River. The 5th and 6th grade girls lost 20-22. 5th and 6th boys lost 12-23. Junior high girls lost 32-33. And the junior high boys lost 27-36, so all games competitive there. Today in Hartsville at the junior high conference tournament, the junior high girls beat Trousdale County 44-40. Then they lost to Westmoreland 56-58. Hermitage Springs junior high boys beat Red Bull and Springs 40-32, and then they lost to Salina K-8 21-37. Salina K-8 basketball. In Hartsville, the junior high girls lost to Red Bull and Springs 24-27. Harper Garrison was named all-tournament over there in that action. Harper, a seventh grader. Also, Lily White from Hermitage Springs was named all-tournament down there today. I sent a message to Sonic Hedge Junior High Boys Coach Marty Maxfield, but never was able to get a response. I'm not sure how they fared today. Raptors 905 and Tyreek Key, they impressively opened up the year 14-0 in the league's tip-off tournament. Now they're down in Orlando, Florida for the Showcase Cup. They won yesterday over the San Diego Clippers 110-89. Key scored 5 points and played 15 minutes in that contest. They tip tomorrow at high noon against the Grand Rapids Gold. And I believe Tyreek's mom had filmed a video in the courthouse square back on the 17th, and I didn't see it about it till after it was over. So I'm sure there were other folks maybe then in that same venue, so I'm not sure how many turned out for that, but we always will follow Tyreek Key here on the Horizon Sports Network and celebrate him. Wish we could have been there for that video. This week's Over Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cummins Exteriors, your local authorized Rainer garage door dealer, offering you doors, windows, siding, roof mounting, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Third quarter action, we flip ends of the court here. Clay County will shoot at the hoop to our right during this second half. East drive the hoop to our left. On the floor for Clay County, junior Halen Garrison, senior Ella Eads, freshman Izzy Smith, sophomore Chanley Rich, and sophomore Haley Roberts. Another interesting lineup here as Coach Walker gets all the girls action here today. 39-15, this game already well in hand and honestly has been since the start. Clay County to inbound off to our right. Chanley on the inbound, hands back to Ella. Ella going to drive, puts on the brakes, kicks to Easy. Now back to Easy E, as Craig Cantrell would call her at times during the volleyball season. Maybe been double E, triple E. He had different nicknames for. Of course, Craig will be back on the call for spring sports, I'm sure. Baseball and softball alongside Thomas and Doug. Foul in a bucket. Number five, Laura Stratton, the junior, gets the bucket, and she's fouled and goes to the line. .730 mark of this third quarter, 41-15. A little short on the free throw attempt.
I did hit us.
So the bucket good, made it 41-17 by Stratton. Missed the free throw. Well, I guess she did. No, they took it off. Just went back to 39. Haley Roberts shot from left. What good assist from LA Eads. Garrison now, defending on Gregory. Gregory across the timeline, pass inside to Barber, shot no good, rebound Ella. Ella going to come across the timeline with it, headed the other way, finds Garrison, three ball left side, no good. Ella the long rebound, it was touched but not gathered in. Rachel Copas leading in two different areas against East Robb over the years. 10 assists in one game for her back in 2020, and she had 8 steals in 2020 as well against the Lady Indians. Sean off the glass, no good. Rebound putback was good. Kelsey Gregory with that bucket. Garrison, touch pass inside to Ella. 8-foot jumper from the Bulldog in the paint. Good. Ella eased with a bucket. Speaking of some of those all-time greats, brings to mind the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Voting is underway right now for the 2025 class. The committee met last Sunday. Ella Eads adds it from right block after a steal. Committee met last Sunday, chose to induct four of the nominees into this year's class. Voting will run from now until the end of the year on New Year's Eve at midnight. So if you are a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member or you know someone who is, they should have an email in their inbox with that ballot and voting information in it. Of course, that is who selects each year's class, the current members. It's a voted on by your peers process for the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. About 20 nominees, Coach Sims. I'm sure there'll be another solid group inducted
sure
this year.
Is. We're both on the committee, and I didn't think anybody was on there that what shouldn't have been on there, you know.
Absolutely. So. Ella Eads adds the bucket right side. .520 mark of this third quarter. 48-19 as whistles blow. Foul on the floor against Claire Barber. No, against Taylor Garrison. Garrison with the foul. Claire Barber is 11 for the Lady Indians. It was 11 for the Lady Dogs who committed the infraction. Turnover on the inbound. Easy Smith going to walk it back the other way. Clay County 6-4 on the season after that win earlier today. Garrison firing a three. And we've got an update here. We've got a message from Derek Upchurch, and he says that his wife, Jessica, who is in Hartsville, says that the junior high boys are in the fourth quarter of the championship game. Last score update was 25-22, Clay County advantage, or should I say Sonic 8 advantage. LA Eads another bucket. We appreciate that update from Jessica, and hopefully Coach Maxfield and the junior high boys can pull out that win. I think they were... There were something in two, maybe 11-2 on the year heading into that tournament action. And I assume probably playing Hartsville in that title game. Trousdale's boys are pretty strong. Barber, or Gregory, won with the bucket. It was Gregory who had the bucket. Smith now with it. Kicks to Garrison. Garrison has hit 2 threes. Can't get another one to go. Chandler Rich, the rebound. Her putback no good, but she's fouled by Olivia Williams. Chandler goes to the line to shoot free throws.
I think our junior high boys had beat them twice because they had won the regular season. It was the number one seed going in that tournament. Hey, well, they got pretty good players on that junior high team.
Yeah.
I've seen them play 2-3 times this year. Saw them play this summer a couple times.
Chandler Rich, good on the free throw. 43% free throw shooter coming into today's action. 3 out of 7 on the season for Rich. Substitution changes. We've got freshman Nanny Vaughn out there, freshman Tyler Adams, sophomore Chandler Rich, sophomore Clea Crawford, and junior Natalie Smith. Second free throw, no good. Yeah, I've heard Coach Edwards talking about the junior high squad. He'd seen them a couple times, was impressed with them. Number 11, I believe, on the bucket, Claire Barber. 4 East drops, so they're up to 23, 51-23, and I apologize, have not given that score in a bit. 28 points the difference in this contest, though. As Natalie Smith gets one to go from right side. 3:35 and ticking in this third quarter. So Coach Walker just rolling through different lineups here in the second half. Everybody seeing action. Lady Indians with it. Jumper no good by Gregory. Rebound Clay County. Tyler Adams pushes it ahead to Annie Bond. Bond in the paint, called for the offensive foul. No, the travel. Drugged the foot. Crawford checking out. Walden checking back in. Rich checking out. Scott checking in for her. Yeah, pretty good junior high teams across the county. Humbridge Springs boys and girls, both several wins this year.
Saw Slinum K8 play them at Slinum back earlier in the year. Yeah, they're not bad.
Of course, you know, when we see those squads combine here at Clay County High School, should bode well for the future.
Should.
Gregory going to go to the line to shoot two. She's fouled by Tyler Adams. First foul on Tyler Jean. First one's away by Gregory and good. So relatively speaking, compared to other performances, East Robb having a good night offensively with 24. Make it 25 now.
First Robb, he's played everybody. You know, it's a little easier to score against the B team than it is the A team.
First time out of the contest taken. We'll take it with them. 2:44 mark of this third quarter. Clay County 53, East Robb 25.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, Lady Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. Tyler Adams inbounds to Natalie Smith, and she'll walk it across the timeline. Boys action coming up after this. Thomas will give us a scoring update at the third, fourth quarter break. We're down a microphone tonight. Becker Walden firing the three, no good. Offensive rebound by Brooklyn Scott. She had it swatted away by Stratton. Clay Candy will inbound. Tyler Adams to work it in from the corner. Gets it into Natalie Smith. 2:22 left in this third quarter. 53-25. 28 points the difference in this one. Natalie, three ball, right side. Good. Smith on the year. Just 19% from 3-point. Down a little for her, 6 of 32. Now, my stats may be wrong. I'm transferring them over from Huddle this year, and I think that's correct, though. Of course, Andrew Metis used to keep all those and provide them to us. Claire Barber with the bucket for East Robinson. Jake Edwards keeping them for the boys team. Coach Walker submitting his films to Huddle, and they statted out online for him. Natalie Smith, top of the key. Left wing in the hands of Megan Walden. Back to Natalie. Heat check. Right wing. She's hot.
Setting it up.
Two in a row for Natalie. That percentage is going to grow. Minute 15 left in this third quarter. Natalie's put Clay County up by 32. 59 to 27. Stratton, baseline drive, kicks to Williams. Williams shot no good. Annie Vaughn, the rebound. Vaughn to Scott, Scott to Smith. Natalie across the timeline. Under a minute to play in this third quarter. Tyler kicks to Natalie. Same shot, same place, no good. Rebound Tyler Adams, jump ball called. I mentioned it numerous times during our 7 broadcast, but Adams a knack for just trying to rebound the ball. Getting in there, working hard, she ends up getting a lot of rebounds, averaging, which went down a little bit. 2.4 contest was about 3.5 off the bench. Of course, Tyler, the son of Mike, and Tia Adams, and Tia Burchett, as she was back then, Coach Sims, one of your great ones, aren't you?
Yep, sure was.
Of course, Tia would hold up in any era, I believe, of girls basketball.
Yeah, no doubt.
Great three-point shooter, great hustler. Had that good class of her, Melissa Webb, Melissa Denton, and Lori Denton.
Yeah, that was a really good class.
Class of 94, I believe.
Yeah.
Crawford fires one at the buzzer. Does not go. I got an update here going into the break. Junior high boys won 31-25. So Cumberland Rim Conference champions. Marty Maxfield and the junior high boys from Sinai K-8. Congratulations to them. Third quarter's ended here. 30-59, Clay County in front.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County leads East Robertson 59-30 headed into the fourth and final quarter in the girls' game. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Leading the way for Clay County, Natalie Smith, 20 points in this ball game, three others in double figures. Ella Eads has 14, Halen Garrison 11, and Kalia Crawford has 10 for the Lady Dogs. Claire Barber in the double figures with 10 for the Lady Indians, who trail Clay County 61-30. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Saline, Tennessee for the better part of two decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner, every step of the way. And Daniel, we haven't got to talk about Wellworth Bank during this broadcast. Who knocked down that shot for Clay County a while ago, though?
Tyler Adams getting it to go from right block.
Adams with her first two of the ball game. While we go to have the time, let's talk a little bit about Bank of Salina, who is now Wellworth Bank. But don't worry, the bank hasn't changed hands. They're still the same people and same service you rely on, just with a new name and a new look, because you're well worth a bank that believes in you. Going to have Chandler Rich going back to the free throw line, so I'll continue. For years, Citizens Family of Banks have been operating in our communities under several names, including the Bank of Salina. Now they're all coming together under one new name. You can still find Russell West and all the friendly faces you know in that iconic building in downtown Salina, and their heart for serving the people of the community is the same as it has been for more than 100 years. Well worth bank. Care in common. Rich got one to go. Did you get two of them?
Got them both. Got them both. Chandler, a good stroke from the free throw line. One quarter left in this contest. 63-30. Likely a continuous clock. There's 35 points, the rule.
It used to be. I don't know if it's 35 or 30. Football went back to 30, I think.
Yeah. It stopped right now, so I'm assuming this 33-point difference does not break the threshold. Williams calling for it on the inside and gets it fed to her and works against Rich. Chanley with good defense. Rebound Haley Roberts. Roberts full head of steam as she heads the other way. Kicks it to Izzy. Izzy with it all the way in. Floater good off the back. Izzy Smith got it to go from right side.
Well, that puts us up 35. It should run now.
Of course, in football, if it goes back to less than 30, it reverts back to normal basketball and don't change.
Just keeps running.
And they are running it now.
Yeah.
Homer Daly taking care of that. I think he's been here all day. Long day for him. Keeping that clock. Does a great job of it. Keeps it down at Sonic 8 too for those contests. Of course, Bobby Bartlett's a longtime clock operator here in Salina. Izzy Smith going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Mr. B's had a hard time lately with his health. He's been in the VA hospital in Murfreesboro, Nashville area.
I heard somebody's, what do you have? Did he have a surgery or something?
I started off with, I think, an infection on the foot, and I believe has had a partial amputation.
Oh, really?
I think so. I hate to misspeak about something so serious,
something
but I was told that.
But I didn't know what it was.
Surgery went well, but from what I understand, a portion of one of Mr. B's legs was amputated, I believe. Certainly thoughts are with him. Z met him back and forth with his daughter Anita in recent weeks about some stuff for the Sports Hall of Fame, and just took the opportunity to remind her of just how much her dad means to so many here in this community. Of course, Anita, another of those early players you had, Coach Sims.
Yeah. Yeah, she was in 92 class. She was a senior on that first state tournament team. Finished runner-up.
4:55 and ticking here. Fourth quarter action. 35 points the difference. 65-30. Lady Indians with it. Only eight players on Kenyatta Perry's squad. He's dropped down this year from the competitive level they were at, as we mentioned. These teams met at Livingston Academy in the region semifinals last year. Chanley Rich gets a bucket right side. Rich having a good night. Multiple points from the free throw line. Now the field goal. Inside the Williams, Rich called for the foul over the back.
Kind of shame she hadn't been playing, you know, all the years growing up. She only played 1 year in eighth grade.
Didn't play last year as a freshman.
Last year. I was talking to her dad today, and he said, yeah, she's seeing now that she should have been playing because she's way behind, you know. I said, well, if she'll work hard, you know, maybe she could really be a difference maker her last year or two.
Absolutely.
She's got some size.
And a pretty good, you know, show from the free throw line. Pretty good shooter in that mid-range area. Haley Roberts a steal. She goes coast to coast for the bucket. Haley, one of those players, I think, was kind of on the fence about whether to come back or not. And she played last year, and good to see her out as a sophomore playing again.
Yeah, she didn't play this summer. She didn't come back till this right before the season started. Her and Chanley and that little 21, whatever her name is.
Annie Vaughn.
Yeah.
A steal by Roberts. Gives it to Adams. Tyler going to be fouled. Go to the free throw line. Of course, couple other players that had a lot of minutes last year that we don't see this year, Claire Kendall and Jenna Thompson, they didn't return to the squad this year.
No.
I think Claire had a bit of an injury on the farm over the summer that factored into that a little. Kicked in the face maybe or something by Cal, but fortunately she's all right.
Something was animals. I forgot exactly what it was.
Tyler Adams hits one of two.
Going to play anyway, I don't think.
From the free throw line.
Jenna, she started this summer, played a few games, then decided to retire.
It's a lot. It is a lot for sure. More than it once was. Kind of a year-round thing.
Yeah, if you're not willing to be committed to it, you might as well not even try, because you got to be there. I would say it's just about year-round.
Certainly miss them both. Good hustlers, yeah, in their time. And Yvonne with it comes the other way. Hands off to Crawford. Crawford to Tyler. Tyler now going to drive all the way to the hoop. Loses the handle. Williams gathers it in. Tyler going to knock down the Straub player, and they get her for the foul. Thought they was going to let her get away with it for a minute.
I do.
Minute 20 left in this one. 70-30. So East Rob, second highest offensive output of the season for them.
Yeah, that's probably been a good game for them. They've hit some shots.
They lost to White's Creek 38-32. That was their closest loss. So it wouldn't surprise me to see them slip up on White's Creek next time around and get the win.
They might do it.
45 seconds remaining. Tyler Adams with it. Ahead to Crawford. Now Chandler Rich in the corner. Thought about a three. Going to pass it instead. Back to Chandler. Looking inside to Tyler. Gives back to Kalia. Eddie Roberts fires the long one. No good. Goes out of bounds, and East Rob will take back over.
I don't know what it is about those big post players in a blowout. They're always wanting to shoot threes, you know. Everyone, hey, can I shoot a three? Can I shoot? Hey, yeah, if you're out there at open, shoot it.
Well, kind of like offensive linemen in football wanting to run the ball,
yeah,
or something. Under 10 seconds to go in this one. Shot off the board by Gregory. No good. Rebound, Chandler Rich. Rich thinking about heaving it. She does so. We'll follow it. It falls short. Buzzer sounds. This one goes final. 38 points, the final difference. Clay County 70, East Rob 32.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank. care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee for the Clay County Christmas Classic, where we just witnessed the Clay County girls defeat the East Robertson girls 70-32. And it's time for the Eco Finals of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap up. Daniel, Coach Sims has got some business to take care of. Coach Matt Walker winning his 200th contest in his career here, so you and I are going to take care of the wrap up. But big deal for Coach Walker.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, former assistant coach Andrew Mattis coming up said, "Hey, Coach Sims, let's go celebrate Coach Walker together," and that's something Mr. Sims wanted to do. Of course, Matt following him once he retired here for the second time from coaching, and that's just important. Remember Coach Watson giving Rob a 500th ball when he got the win in Eagleville in the sub-state game. So just one of the great things about this program, still having those legends around like Coach Sims.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Coach Walker talks about him. You know, anytime I interview him and talk about the history of this program, just so appreciative of what Coach Sims does, and I know it's going to mean a lot to him. So,
absolutely.
Coach Walker notching his 200th victory with a 70-32 win over East Robertson, Daniel. And, you know, it was kind of close early, 8-point ball game at the end of the first, but we saw Coach Walker mix up the lineup throughout, playing some reserves with some of these starters. And, you know, he got stretched out to 24 at halftime and just kind of went from there. But that's what these Lady Dogs were supposed to do.
It was. And, you know, it happened when he decided, okay, let's quit playing with our food. He put some pressure on in the backcourt, and immediately we doubled him up and could have done that from the get-go. But, yeah, easy win.
For East Robertson, we saw Laura Stratton with 3 points. Claire Barber into double figures. Along with Kelsey Gregory, according to me, both with 10 each. Ava Fulton had 3, Olivia Williams 5, and Adriana Lepley 1 point for East Robertson. And, again, probably one of their better offensive outputs of the season, Daniel. So good trip for them to Salina for the Clay County Christmas Classic to kind of build a little confidence.
Well, a young team, a lot of new roles from new players, and I'm sure as they get post-Christmas, that'll improve as it goes on.
And for Clay County, they had 4 in double figures, led by Natalie Smith, who had 20 points in this contest. She got off to a nice start with 9 in the first quarter, Daniel, and then started knocking down some points later on. But I know it's a season high for Natalie Smith. Could be a career high. I'm not sure.
Well, it may be, and that's just good to see. So Ella had to have the 32 against DeKalb, and seeing Natalie do that, we've seen Halen at times leading this squad, and that's what makes Clay County good. When we're at our best, you never know who it's going to come from. Natalie with the big night tonight.
And a bunch of them doing it tonight. Ella Eads also in the double figures with 14. Halen Garrison had 11. Clea Crawford in the double figures with 10, all coming in that second quarter where they stretched it out. Tyler Adams had 3, Chandler Rich 5, Haley Roberts 4, and Izzy Smith 2 for the Lady Dogs, who win 70-32. This Lady Dog wrap-up was brought to you by EcoPals of Tennessee and Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPalsOfTN.com. EcoPals of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Much more to come as boys action is coming up next. Stay with us.
Welcome to the Action X Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by local Parts City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
So H&H is the pregame title sponsor. Others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Make It Make and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog Basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network here in Joe Sims' gym. This is the H&H General Equipment Parts pregame show. We're going to do the Kermanic Series Boys 7A update. On Thursday, Jackson County lost to Windermere Prep, Florida, 50-76. Going back to last Tuesday, Clark Range beat Oakdale 91-44. Of course, Clay County fell to Macon County on Tuesday. Now we'll get back to more relevant. Yesterday on Friday, Jackson County beat Celebration Florida 71-52. Also yesterday, Pickett County beat Anderson County 74-56. Today, Jackson County lost to Central Florida Christian 62-64. Also today, Clark Range beat Barberville, Kentucky, 43-39. Today's action, Clay County hosting East Rob. I didn't see anybody else playing. I'm not sure. Of course, today Clark Range already played. Monday, Red Bull and Springs will host Gordonsville. Hard to keep up with what all's going on these holiday games. Pickett County probably played again today. I didn't see that on the schedule anywhere. But then again, Clay County's games at Herman next week is not on Coach T yet either, I don't think. So it's just kind of hard to know what all's going on right now.
Yeah, and the Christmas Classics vary so much. they'll have their initial games, and they don't know who they're playing later on, so a lot of those get missed until they actually play them, so it's hard to see them games till maybe a day or two after.
That's right, especially in ones, you know, the classic here, more of a round-robin deal, some of them that's actually tournament-based, yeah, you don't know who the next one's going to
yeah.
be.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll know two rounds is about it, then it's, you know, you don't know who you got, so a little tougher during the holidays to know who's playing who.
Overall records right now, kind of the opposite of the girls. On the girls' side, a lot of the squads are less than 500. Boys' side, we got some strong ones. Clark Range 9-3, Jackson County 11-2, Pickett County 8-2, Clay County sitting even at 5-5, and Red Bull Springs last place, you could say, at 2-6. Of course, no district games have been played yet, but the big three, so to speak, this year. Got to throw Clark Range in there. Clark Range, Jackson, and Pickett. All looking strong.
Oh yeah, and then, you know, talking about Clark Range, they returned everybody from last year, so
yep.
they're you know they had a good team last year, so experience, so they're going to be better. Of course, we know Pickett County what they are, and then of course Jackson County dropping down to single from double. They made a deep run in the Double A state tournament last year, returning everybody. So districts loaded up in that top three for sure. And Clay County right there with them when they play well.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Clay County capable of beating anybody in the league. Boys 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, your local authorized Drainer garage door dealer, offering you doors, windows, siding, roof, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll wrap up this H&H Yard and Equipment Parts pregame show with the Back Home Electric keys to the game. Will we get Doug's thoughts before tip-off, this one, a foe that we are familiar with, head coach Kirk Caton and his Indians, of course, the 2022 state champs, the year after Clay County brought home the gold in 2021. A bit of a new-look team, I think, for Coach Caton. I don't know how many he's retained from prior years, Doug. A game that Clay County, though, could easily lose if they don't come out and play well.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have to bring a game against this Indian team. They always bring a little bit of size and athletics, so you have to deal with that. And, you know, second game, you know, in 2 days, how's your legs going to hold? But both teams, how's your legs going to hold up? So, you know, kind of the pace early is going to determine how it goes, I think. If we can get pace in our favor and everything, I think we'll be in good shape. But I think we're going to have to pace that bunch early.
I think so. I saw that in the girls' game. That opening, getting up ahead early was important. Need to do the same here in boys' action. The keys to the game have been brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more. From your local licensed and insured electrician, count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs. Now it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up the starting lineups. The East Rob Indians visiting team wearing those maroon jerseys, white numerals on them. Head coach Kirk Caton, a 3-4 record this season, playing out of District 7 AA. Starting four, East Robertson, a senior number 0, Jalen Bass. Senior number 11, Luke Hall. Senior number 3, Mac Jepson. Junior number 2, Luke O'Brien. And a sophomore number 33, Jake Hall. Clay County Bulldogs, head coach Rob Edwards, 26th season overall, 563 wins to 232 losses, 5-5 record this year. One game losing streak coming into this contest. No, I apologize, a one game win streak going back to last night's win over the UC Rams. Starting for Clay County, a senior number 3, Aiden Cherry. Junior 00, Jake Copeland. Senior number 5, Warner Melton. Senior number 2, Cole Leeds, and a senior number 4, Nolan Adams. Starting lineups being brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., extended hours till 8 p.m. on Monday and Friday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Nolan Adams steps in to tip for opening possession against Matt Jepson, and the Indians have the opening possession. Juju Villa is dressed, and out Aiden Cherry in for him in the starting lineup. Indians with this first possession, working at the hoop to our right during the first half of play. It'll take me a while.
A little change of play. They're in a 2-3 zone. Usually come out of that standard man, but they're in a 2-3 tonight.
Coach Edwards seeing something yesterday, perhaps, out of the Indians to make him do that. Is that the size inside that has him doing it?
Well, a lot of times with his own, you're going to challenge him to shoot it a little bit. So he may think they're not be able to shoot the ball as well as most teams.
Clay County trailing 2-0, missed the Indian score on that opening possession. It was Luke Hall who had the bucket for them. Once again, Thomas is here with us. He'll give the scoring updates after the quarter break. We're down a microphone tonight. Warner Melton firing a three on the opening possession for Clay County. No good. Indians back in possession, 6:50 and ticking. Bass with an out top, swings over to Hall. Hall going to take the jumper left side. No good. Nolan Adams the rebound. Nolan now across the timeline. Sets up shop at left wing. Hands off to Warner. Warner cross court to Cole. Clay County winners last night, 58-42 over the UC Rams. And Doug, I was not here. Watched it on the NFHS Network, though. And Clay County only with 20 points at the halftime, but came out and had a 38-point second half to get the win. But the UC Rams, maybe not a complete team, but had a few nice pieces.
Yeah, I was out last night, too. We were in Lawrenceburg watching a friend of mine's son play. The only chance we got to see him, but Coach Derrick said they had some quality players, good guards, some couple more. So, you know, you never know with a homeschool team, but they've always been pretty decent.
Sure. Bass with it out top. Hands off to Jepson. Jepson firing the three. Mac Jepson hits it from right wing. 5-0. East Rob in front of the Bulldogs. Clay County 500 on the season. Well, right above it, yeah. 5-5. After that win, Aiden Cherry drains one from right wing.
Good
Cherry
getting
more comfortable in this Bulldog offense.
Good penetration by Nolan to set that up, too. But, yeah, he looked real comfortable right there.
Of course, Aiden transferring in from Red Bull in this year. Glad to have Aiden. Have admired him from afar, so to speak. He's lived in Clay County his whole life. Glad to have him here where he belongs. Bass to the hoop, a foul call, very similar to the girls' game. If the boys were watching that one, they'll know it does not take much contact on a shooting attempt to get a foul.
Yeah, the whistles are quick when you get a little bit of contact.
Jake Copeland called for his first personal, team's first foul. Bass at the line shooting two, misses the first. Dogs trail 5-3. Macon County a common opponent on the season. And Gordonsville. Eastrop beat Gordonsville 49-33 to open the year. They lost to Macon County yesterday 46-48. Second free throw no good. Clay County on the inbound working against pressure. Aiden going to press ahead, gives it back to Nolan. Clay County's guard play typically is able to beat the press.
Yeah, what do you got? You got four seniors out there tonight. Tibby got three, so they ought to be able to.
Aiden Cherry, the hot hand, second three-pointer. So Coach Edwards identifying something, putting Aiden into the starting lineup tonight, and already 2 3-pointers.
Oh, yeah. He's pulling the trigger well.
Clay County taking a one-point lead with that bucket, 6-5. Aiden Cherry, all 6 points, similar to Natalie Smith opening up the girls' game with most of the scoring. Rebound, Copeland gives to Cherry. Aiden across the timeline gives to Cole. He fires from three in there. Clay County hot.
Yeah, boy. That's three buggies, three threes. That's pretty nice.
We will take it. Looking at stats, these are correct. 10-game stats for Clay County. Eads on the season, a 34% three-point shooter. Cherry, a 36% three-point shooter.
Ain't bad right there.
The team shooting 29 overall, but those two leading the way for guys that have taken more than a few attempts. From what I show, Caden Copeland technically leading 50%. He's one of two from behind the arc. Cherry, heat check. Missed that one. Copeland fighting for the rebound. Bass tips it away. Gathered in by Jepson. Passes back to Bass. Bass at right wing. Cross court now back to Jepson. O'Brien gives back to Bass. Coach Caton sends in the call for the half-court offense. Deep three ball left side. O'Brien no good. Another rebound by Jake Copeland. Copeland fouled by Jepson. Copeland leading the way in rebounding. 5.2 per contest for this squad. Caden Copeland and Juju Villa at the scorer's table to check in. Warner Melton and Jake Copeland come out. So Clay County.
You may see quite a bit of rotation early just because they played yesterday. But now, that's, Rob plays seven. He's been playing that seven.
That's
so.
What I was looking down at the bench, seven deep. Now, he has been known to send in his duo freshman up Church in Easton, Garner, as well. He, right side, firing the three. No good. Caden Copeland called for the foul. He was battling with sophomore Jake Hall for possession. Second team foul of this first quarter. Hadn't given the time and scoring a bit. Struggling with that tonight, it seems. 3 minute mark of this first quarter. 9-5. Clay County with the lead. Bass, right wing. Into the corner. Now back to Bass. Coach Edwards telling his guys he wants their hands up in this 2-3 zone.
Well,
Juju and Novan out top.
If you're going to play that zone, you got to be active in it. You know, try to take some vision away and all that. So far, pretty good job with it.
Four guards to the outside, free straw. Bask in the drive. Kicks back. O'Brien with it now. He works into the corner to a teammate. And an air ball ensues. That was number 10, Brogan Mann, a freshman who's checked in. On the air ball. Nolan Adams gets the bucket. Doing what Nolan does best last night, just getting to the hoop a lot during that UC Rams game.
Yeah, he makes that look so easy, and it's not easy what he does in there.
Nolan averaging 17.4 per contest on the season. Bass gets it to go from right wing. 11-8, back to a single possession game. Cole Eads going to walk it across the timeline. Co-leads averaging 12.6 points per contest. Second leading scorer on the squad. He's called for a travel.
I don't know about that one. He looked like it was pretty good right there.
Yeah, I mean, he had the shot fake in the baseline drive. I didn't see the feet shuffle. Warner Melton and senior Braden Baskerville coming to the scorer's table to check in. Baskerville, a student here as a freshman. He has spent the last 2.5 years at Muhlenberg County, Kentucky, and he transfers back. About 6'6". I was standing next to him the other day, and he's noticeably taller than I am. And that's usually when I take notice if somebody's up. Just it's not every day I run across folks that's taller than me. And I stand somewhere around 6'3", in Baskerville, 2 to 3 inches taller. And good-looking young man. We'll have to see what he can do here. He has not played basketball in high school up in Kentucky. He's been playing football. Did not play here as a freshman, but came in and wanted to play. And I'm sure Coach Edwards is excited to see what he offers.
Yeah, good-looking kid.
Baskerville checks in, so we have him, Melton, Cherry, Adams, and Villa on the court. Both of the free throws good by number 2, Luke O'Brien. No. Thomas signaling to me. It was Luke Hall, number 11, the senior, on the free throws. 11-10, 1 point the difference here. Under a minute to play first quarter. Villa, right wing. Gibson Nolan. Nolan back to Aiden. Cherry with 2 3-pointers here in the first quarter. Thought about pulling the trigger on another one. Nolan now back to Aiden. Two-man game as they go against Bass and O'Brien. Now Melton gets in ball. Baseline drive from Warner, and he steps on the baseline. We'll go the other way. 31.3 seconds left. And Some of the dogs were on their feet at the bench. I'd just get ready to cheer on their team, I guess. They sit back down now. 25 seconds and ticking first quarter. Clay County, one-point lead, 11-10, playing Niestrob here in the Christmas Classic, which is sponsored by Rico Pounds of Tennessee. Their owner, Shane Smith, one of our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Kind of miss Shane being around. Of course, his son's Eli and Andrew playing for Coach Edwards, Eli state champion. And coincidentally, Thomas's son-in-law, Mary Lauren, back this summer. And, of course, Liddy Smith over at Hermit Springs in junior high. She'll be over here at Clay County High School pretty soon, so Shane will be making his way back into Joe Sims Gym.
Always a bright spot when Shane walks in the gym.
You can't help but smile and get energized. Foul called out on the floor. Cole Eads has checked back in. Cole was the one who was fouled.
Yeah, that probably wasn't a bad foul because we probably had a breakaway layup right there if you didn't do that.
3.6 seconds. Here it is on the inbound. Nolan with it. Deep three from the volleyball line's in there. Nolan Adams stroking it as the first quarter ends. What a shot. 14-10. Clay County a four-point advantage.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic. Clay County basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank, where the Dogs lead the Indians of East Robertson 14-10 headed into the second quarter. And here's your Dogs scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Nolan Adams leading, Aiden Cherry leading the way for Clay County. Back-to-back threes for him early for 6 points. Cole Leeds has three, Nolan Adams five. Jalen Bass and Mac Jepson both with 3 points. For the Indians, Luke Hall has two, and Brogan Mann, two free throws for East Rob, who trailed Clay County 14-10. This dog scoring summary is brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
A couple of empty possessions for each team to open up this second quarter, 14-10, actually 15-10. I missed a free throw somewhere. That's not right. It was 14. Should be 14-10. I question the scoreboard being correct. Nolan Adams misses on the two-pointer. Jake Copeland fighting for the rebound. Couldn't pull it in.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we was 11 when Nolan hit that three at the buzzer.
Yeah.
So.
And we've not shot a free throw.
Nope.
Indians with it. Baseline drive from Mann.
Corner got a little piece of that one.
I know. When I hooked up, I saw the air ball coming, so a deflection block shot by Adams. Now the scoreboard's back correct at 14. Cole Eads, shot picking a drive. Good defense by the Indians. Hands back to Nolan. Original five starters on the floor to open up the second quarter. That's Eads, Adams, Melton, Copeland, and Cherry. Aiden going to come out top, run the point. Thomas, who's 21 for the Indians? Unsure? I'll have to go to the photo evidence here. We've got a picture of a roster. Kind of hard sometimes. You've heard us talk about it on there before. We don't always have full rosters coming into a game, and I just don't understand why on the TWSAA website they don't find schools that don't have a full roster listed.
Yeah, because to be eligible, you have to post your roster to them, so it should be there.
And East Rob did have one. It didn't have numbers with it, though. That was the issue. Kaylee Prince, number 21, according to the scorebook. And I don't even, yeah, here we go. He's a sophomore. Sophomore Katie Prince. Sorry about that, folks. Sometimes we just talk it out on air. Bass with it out top. Slow pace game, Doug, 14 to 10. What's your analysis so far?
Well, play's been pretty good. It's just the pace is slow. I mean, it's just what they're both teams are playing kind of a deliberate pace right here.
Other subs also in for the Indians. Number 55, Bryce Fulton, senior. East Drop, a very methodical possession here. Of course, in a 14-10 game, it's an important possession for him. Fulton on the inside. He shot good. Bryce Fulton, his first points. 14-12 now.
Yeah, East Rock's very patient on offense, man. They move the ball well. They try to get the shot they want, and they have so far.
Of course, Coach Edwards has met East Robertson 8 times. He has never lost to the Indians. Nolan Adams, second three-pointer. Puts Clay County up 17-12. The best win that he holds over the Indians coming in the region championship game at East Robertson in 2021, the night that Eli Smith shut down Taylor Groves. Didn't give him anything other than frustration. Groves got mad and got a technical foul. I recall that because Eli Smith wasn't having no part of Taylor Groves having anything.
Yeah, Eli, probably one of the best games he played in his career that night. Really played well, shut him down.
Nolan Adams at the line for an and-one opportunity. Got the bucket to go. Puts Clay County up by 7, 19-12. Three-point play the old-fashioned way. Does not connect. Aiden Cherry the rebound. He's fouled. He'll go to the line. Prince kind of wondering, what did I do? And as we mentioned, that's how the officiating's been tonight. Mm-hmm. Been consistent.
Yeah.
They're calling contact on shots. So Aiden at the line to shoot two. Cherry on the season, 59% free throw shooter. Is hit 23 of 39 and hits the first one here. A couple of the dogs have been a little bit under the weather lately. I know Fletcher, my son, didn't dress out last night. He's running a temperature at home. Fortunately, feels better today and's on the bench. I've heard tell of a few more. Of course, you get into that time of year, and it never fails district tournament time. I remember the year we was at Sparta when we were playing as District 6. We lost a district semifinal game and ended up being in the consolation. I think Landon Woodcock and others, we had several out with the flu.
Yeah.
And that's just what you deal with. Everybody deals with it. 21-12 after Cherry was good on both of those free throws. O'Brien with athletic bucket.
That's a nice little move in the paint right there.
3:50 and ticking second quarter. Clay County up by 7. Coley's out top. Swings to Nolan. Nolan uses a screen from Jake Copeland. Kicks out to Warner. Warner shifts to the left, fires the three, and over the back call against Jake Copeland. His second. As we mentioned earlier, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame voting is underway right now for the 2025 class. 4 new members will be inducted after the turn of the new year here at a home basketball game. I think maybe Friday night, January 30th against Jackson County. Is that was the date that was chosen by the committee?
I believe that's right.
Tentatively, weather pending. Of course, have a backup of the contest against community, the final game of the season. Of course, that'll be typically senior night, but those two things would not conflict with one another if it had to be both the same night. 3 minutes left in this first half. Clay County trying to build on this 7-point lead. Ooh, Juju Villa nearly got the three to go. Rebound Aiden Cherry. Cherry to Eads firing the three. In and out, no good. Villa fighting for the rebound. Foul against East Rob. Villa was roughhoused by O'Brien. second personal for O'Brien here in the contest. Nolan Adams to inbound. Works it into Cherry. Cherry at the free throw line. Going to fire from there. Good. Basically, that's what it was, a free throw.
Yeah. That's, you know, he hesitated the first time. I thought, well, didn't shoot that good shot. And he went and knocked it down.
Leading by nine now. 23-14. Here's a steal. Nolan Adams with it. One-on-one. Prince coming from behind. Euro step reversal. Hey, up good. Another of those Nolan Adams staples that I couldn't do if I had to save my life. But he can just do it at will.
I'd dislocate somebody or something just to try that. So
just the hesitation sideways Euro step, much less the reverse layup.
Yeah, and he makes that look so easy.
Patented Nolan Adams. 2 minutes left. Here he goes again. Another steal. Two on one. This time has Bella with him. Nolan going to keep it. Misses off the glass. Rebound put back. No good by Eads. Rebound by Nolan. Has it stripped by Prince. Eads comes back with it. Look at the action. Now foul call. Minute 50 left in this first half. Biggest lead of the night for the Black, Purple, and Gold. 11 points. 25-14. Coach Caton going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him. Minute 50 left in the second quarter. Clay County 25, East Rob 14.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. Carrying Common, Doug Clay County up by 11, starting to flex muscle against East Rob.
Yeah, they've really done a good job on the boards, getting a lot of second chances and either buckets or fouls. So they're up in the pace a little right here.
He hits the first of two free throws. Cole leads the team in free throw percentage. 79% free throw shooter. Well, he leads the team of those who have several attempts anyway. Hits the power there to put Clay Kenny up by 13, so the lead is nearly as much as East Rob has. 27-14, 13 points the difference. East Rob on the inside look, kicks it back outside now. Bass with it, left wing. He swings to O'Brien, who pulls the trigger on a three. No good. Cole leads the rebound. Minute and a half left in this second quarter. Cole quickens the pace across the timeline, now slows it down and backs it up. Eads, Cherry, Melton, Baskerville, and Bill on the court.
Yeah, that's probably the reason they went to that zone, because they're struggling to score.
Rebound put back by Baskerville.
Yeah, that's pretty nice right there.
Market. I don't think he had one in the UC Ram game, so offensive rebound putback worth its weight in gold. Baskerville about 6'6", and can move well. You know, athletic build.
Well, there's one thing you can't do. You can't make them 6'6". They got to be.
You
so,
got it.
And that's not a bad-looking kid, so once he kind of works in with this bunch, we may get some quality minutes out of him.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you'll get a young man with that height, maybe he's agility is a little clumsy and whatnot. Baskerville looks smooth
with his
movements.
And with this team, there's not a lot he's got to do. Defend a little, rebound, make a layup, because you got four good guards with him.
Under 30 seconds in this first half. Bass coming out now against Cherry. Cherry passes out to Juju. Juju to Warner. Warner to the block. Shot up good. Nice, strong finish by Warner on the baseline drive.
Yeah, Clayton has done a good job attacking the rim again tonight.
31-14, 5 seconds left in the first half. Indians with it. O'Brien fires the three, top of the key. It's good right before the buzzer. So a nice finish for the Indians, but the Dogs with a 14-point lead. 31-17 at the break over East Rob.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
a detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the final game of the Clay County Christmas Classic. We're at halftime, and this is the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Clay County leads East Robertson 31-17 here at the break in Salina. And this time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County got off to a good start as senior Aiden Cherry knocked down back-to-back threes to give them a good lead, and they led 14-10 at the end of the first quarter before they outscored East Robertson by 10, 17-7 in the second to claim this 14-point lead at 31-17 here at the break. Nolan Adams leading the way for Clay County with a cool dozen. He's got 12, including 2 3-pointers, one at the first quarter buzzer, and then Cole Leeds knocked down a three. He's got 5 first-half points. Aiden Cherry, those 2 3-pointers in the first quarter, he's got 10 in the double figures also at the break. Warner Melton, 2 points. Braden Baskerville, also 2 points for the Dogs. Jalen Bass has 3. Luke O'Brien, 5. Mac Jepson, 3. Luke Hall, 2. Bryce Fulton, 2. And Brogan Mann, 2. For the Indians, who trail Clay County 31-17 here at the break in Salina. This first-half breakdown is brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new lifetime checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more. Go online and find it all out at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including the Trivia Challenge. Stay with us for that and much more on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Clay Kenny leading by 14, 31-17 here at the break. And you guessed it, it's time for the Subway Trivia Challenge. It's brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Trivia Challenge question, and it seems familiar to me. I might have asked it before. I'm not sure. If I have, maybe I have. I don't know. In 2013 Christmas tournament action, the Dogs met McCreary Central Kentucky up in Wayne County. In the 83-53 Bulldog win, two players scored 20 points or more. One had 20, the other had 21. Name both of them. In 2013, Christmas tournament action, the Dogs met McCreary Central Kentucky up in the Wayne County Christmas tournament. In the 83-53 Bulldog win, two players scored 20 or more points each. One had 20, the other had 21. Name those two players. 931-397-9004 for your educated guesses. Or you're just outright, I know an answer, perhaps. Pretty good contest here, 14 points the difference. Thinking back over some of those Christmas tournament games, there's been some good ones. Of course, for a long time, went up to Wayne County for that. Of course, the Nero White tournament in Macon County have been a part of that a lot of times over the years. The classic now, this is the third Christmas classic, I guess, maybe we're hosting here ourselves, third or fourth. Second trip to Harriman this year. Yeah. Coach Sims used to go to Calioka back in the day. Lots of different venues for these events. No guesses on the hotline yet.
And usually when you get into those Christmas classics, you find one you like and you just keep going over and over. We always went to Wayne County. I don't know, Rob went there 10 or more years in a row, while they had it. So,
of course, went to Barron County, be there for a year or two. Livingston used to have one. White County, the Sonic Shootout. York had theirs for a while. Used to go up there. I remember Katie Arms winning an iPad on a 3-point shooting contest. Madison Short guesses Trent Bowles and Caleb Lynn, and she's a little off on years, close there. Trent graduated in 2011, so he was 2 years removed. Brooke Birch has got one of them. I guess I have to say it. I don't think I will say it, because that kind of gives everybody else an unfair clue, don't it? Brooke, you've got one. I see you over there sitting across the way here in Joe Sims' gym. Need one more. Oh, here, let's see. Doug Strong's got it, but he's ineligible. Looking for both. So right now, if
whoever
else
wins, I at least get a bite of the sandwich.
Brooke's got half of it. Looking for the other one. Two players in that 2013 Christmas tournament game against McCree Central Kentucky. There were two dogs who had 20-plus points. One had 20, the other had 21. Looking for both names. If nobody else participates, we'll name Brooke the winner with having one of them right. A couple empty possessions for either squad here. Jake Copeland with a bucket. Nice pass from Warner Melton.
It was good. Just a good ball movement, good penetration for Warner. And found the open guy. Jake had to finish.
Dogs up by 16, 33-17. 6:55 mark here. Eddie Roach being guessed, incorrect. Joe Adams being guessed. Joe was already gone. He was a 2010 senior, I believe. Was not on that 2013 team. Jake Copeland fighting on the inside.
Jake's done a nice job battling there tonight. He's really been more active, a lot stronger in the paint tonight than he's been, you know.
Well, you know, sometimes Brooke Virchett has won the trivia challenge, by the way. She sent in the correct combo there. Corey Hamilton and Jake Edwards. I was going to give the clue one of them is in the gym tonight. But I see Jake down there. So congratulations to Brooke. She is really heating up on the trivia challenge. That's her second win in as many weeks.
Oh.
So congratulations to Brooke. She will be receiving a free sub certificate from Subway and an HSN sticker. Courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day. Until 9 p.m. Meet Fresh and Refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Cousin John was on the hotline. He thought it was too hard. He wanted a clue. But Madison Cherry also guessing Kurt Cherry. Bucket for East Rob. Who had that, Thomas? So the Indians answer. Jay Call had the bucket. 33-19, Clay County comfortably up by 14. A lot of ball left. Obviously, anything can happen. But if Clay County will just maintain what they're doing, they'll be okay. Nolan Adams going to the free throw line to shoot two.
Well, one thing Clay's doing well and still doing, they're attacking the rim. They're getting on the boards really well tonight. They're hitting the boards hard.
You made a comment about Jake there. Competition breeds good stuff. See you in Baskerville. Come on to the squad. Another post presence. Yeah. That ups the ante of all the other post players.
Well, in size with Baskerville. You know, we've been playing undersized against most teams. You know, if Baskerville can play it a little bit and help out there, he's going to be bigger than most we're going to play.
No doubt. Nolan Adams good on both of those free throws or one of the pair. Thomas, 34-19, was good on one of the pair. O'Brien with two hooks on the inside, couldn't get it to go. Now the rebound put back by Luke Hall is good. Hall adds a bucket. Still a 13-point difference. 4:45 and ticking third quarter. For some reason, I have not done a good job with time and score. Warner Melton, three-pointer right side, in and out, no good. Cole Eads fighting for the rebound. Aiden Cherry now fighting for it. Bass comes in. Nobody's got it. Amele. Jump ball call before blood flies.
He's good hustle right there with Aiden to get that run down. He's run down several tonight.
He has. 34-21. Adams, Cherry, Jake Copeland, Eads, and Melton on the floor. Original five starters for Coach Edwards, the 26-year vet. Sitting there in his chair. He's never lost East Robertson. 8-0 in his career against them. Indians back with the possession. They have moved up a classification. Now playing double-A ball is Luke O'Brien, the junior sharpshooter, gets it to go from left corner. Timeout taken here. Stay on there. I got to share this comment. Brooke had sent a message to the hotline talking about her sons, Jimmy and Lance, said that those guys, Corey and Jake and those, were heroes to her sons that year. So they'd come home and pretend to be them playing ball. And I remember when Fletcher was little and Seth Mackey, the quarterback of the Dogs back then. And you know, you just look up to whoever's there and think they're great. And so that's an interesting thing. Especially to see the players that Jimmy and Lance turned into over their time. Might have eclipsed Jake and Corey themselves a little bit. Yeah. All four of them good players, though.
Yeah, that's four of the best. I mean, the way you look at it.
Back to action here. Halfway through this third quarter, 10 points the difference. East Rob's still in this thing. Clay Kenny's led for a long time now, though, Doug.
Yeah, both teams played well. You know, it don't seem like it's a 10-point game. It seems a lot closer than that.
Now East Rob with a chance to cut it to single digits here. Bass pulls down the rebound, gives off to O'Brien. O'Brien just taking their time, talked about the slower pace, the methodical approach, looking for the good bucket. Now it's Luke Hall on the inside drive, taken away by Clay County. Now they pass ahead to Melton from Cherry. He's in the paint, gets there to go. Was not difficult in terms of distance, but not an easy shot.
He made the easy one look hard, and everything. So
O'Brien, right side, hands back off to Bass. Bass to Hall. Three-man lead, top of the key. Hall has it taken away. Nolan Adams, wide open, fast break layup coming. Hall in pursuit, slaps the backboard to no avail. Nolan with the bucket.
A two straight defensive play by Nolan to get turnovers. He slapped that one away before that and then stole that one.
Saw him do that, kind of take over towards the end of that second quarter, a couple steals and three-pointers and things. And Nolan's going to get his. It's just a matter of time, that's for sure. O'Brien in the corner, works against Eads. 2:30 left here in this third quarter. Hall kicks to Jepson. Jepson left wing. Just a weave out top, standing in this 2-3 zone. Bass, the three ball left side, no good. Adams, the rebound. Cool. Nolan tries to save it as he falls out of bounds. Bass reclaims and gets the bucket.
Well, he should have went through that long. You know, when you don't save it underneath yours, he gets through it long and you turn it over, then they got to at least bring it back.
12 points the difference. Clay County with the lead. Claimed it early on and have held on to it for a long time. Cole going to go to the free throw line to shoot. As we mentioned earlier in the girls' game, the Dogs will get a Christmas break after this contest. Won't play again until week after next. We'll go into Christmas week with no activity other than some practices. And then make the trip to Harriman on Monday the 28th, I guess that'll be.
The 29th,
wasn't it? 29th, yes. I think McMinn Central and Sunbright lined up for the boys to play, maybe.
I've got the bracket here somewhere.
Cole at the line, hit the second and the first. 14 points the lead for the Dogs. Cole gets a breather after hitting the free throws. Caden Copeland checks in for him.
Day one, Clay County plays McMinn Central. And then day two, they play Sunbright.
What about girls? Scott County the first
girls.
Day.
Scott, let's see. Yeah, Scott County, and then Kingston the second day.
Okay. Always thought that strange about Scott County. They kind of drop the county and just say Scott High.
Yeah.
It'd be like us saying just Clay High. And not sure why. I don't know if it's because Oneida High School's right up the road, and they just wanted to
Well, at one time, Oneida went by Oneida City School.
Oh, really?
And then when you had Scott County, Oneida City School. So it may have been when they changed all those names.
Very well could have been.
He's done them both.
Yeah. Under a minute to play third quarter. Bryce Fulton checking in for the Indians. Jake Hall checking out. Dogs on inbound. 55 seconds and ticking third quarter. Nolan Adams fadeaway jumper with a hand in his face.
That's pretty nice right there.
Sure was. Not an easy shot. Momentum's going away from the hoop.
And well defended. Yeah. He is right up in him.
35 seconds and ticking. Nolan, I don't know, Thomas will give that scoring update here in about 30 seconds of game time in the quarter break. He's starting to creep up there and count. Bass to O'Brien. O'Brien swings to Hall. Hall's three-pointer no good. Actually, that was Fulton, not Hall. I apologize. Clay County back with it. 15 seconds left in the third. They lead by a bunch. 16 points the difference, 42-26. Aiden Cherry letting time tick down. Caden Copeland sets the screen. Cherry to the elbow, spins, gets to Nolan. Nolan firing the three, top of the key. No good. Buzzer sounds. Third quarter ends. Dogs lead by 16 over the Indians after three.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. We're at the Clay County Christmas Classic, the finale here of two nights of good basketball, and Clay County leads East Robertson 42-26. They're up by 16, headed into the fourth and final quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Nolan Adams leads all scorers with 17 in this contest. Aiden Cherry also into double figures with 10. Cole Eads has 7, Warner Melton 4, and Jake Copeland and Braden Baskerville, both 2 for Clay County. For the Indians, Jalen Bass has 5, Luke O'Brien 8, Mac Jepson 3, Luke Hall 6, Bryce Fulton, and Brogan Mann, both 2 for the Indians, who trail Clay County 26-42. This dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of two decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community. Home builders, DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Baskerville, a defensive rebound, found Nolan Adams, who went the other way and got the bucket. On the floor, starting this fourth quarter, Adams, Bella, Cherry, Eads, and Baskerville. In case you're just joining us, Baskerville just transferring back. He was here as a freshman, left and went to Muhlenberg County, Kentucky, I think it was, and is now returned as a senior. Bass on the jumper, no good. Another rebound by Baskerville.
That's two straight plays. He's really bothered that shot when he got over that length and got the rebounds and got it out of there.
6 foot, 6 frame, long wingspan, and we talked about it earlier, an athletic build. Can move, can run the court. Nolan Adams, long two-pointer, I guess it was. I was watching Baskerville on the inside and didn't see the distance of the shot. 46-26, would that be a two, Thomas? It was, long two-pointer by Nolan. Nolan's shooting well tonight. You know, had a rough night over at Lafayette. He'd be the first to say that as far as, had some struggles from the free throw line. Was just a little short on a lot of stuff. And is having a real good night back here in Joe Sims' gym. This is an East Rob team that lost to Macon County yesterday by only 2 points. And an East Drive team that beat Gordonsville by 16 to start the season, 49-33. Don't know if Gordonsville may not have had Jay Foster. He may have still been playing football. Juju Bella adds the bucket. Seems like a bit of a lopsided score against Greg Bibb and the Tigers. Could be he didn't have football players.
That'd make a little more sense, just seeing that score.
Of course, we know that the Tigers went on to the third round where they were put out by Marion County. We were just a few miles away from them over at South Pitt that night. I guess we should have just all stayed around home and maybe went and played each other at Turney Ford Field instead of going to Marion County. 5.5 minute mark. What did Marion end up winning the AA title? Did they get beat in football?
I'm not sure, Daniel.
Obviously, South Pitt, we know, won the Class A. I kind of lost interest after the Dogs were eliminated. I didn't follow any of the championship games. Warner Melton knocking it down from the top of the key. Gets the three-pointer.
Playing well, starting to extend that lead a little more.
51-26, up to 25 points. And we've got as many as East Drive has scored, essentially. Prince on the inside. Kicks it back out to Fulton, who dishes off to Hall, who fired no good on the three-pointer. Rebound Clay County. That was actually manned on the three-point attempt. Melton drives, gets to Baskerville. Mid-range jumper. Had a good look, but fell a little short. Wasn't afraid to pull the trigger, though, and that's something you got to be able to do.
He looked comfortable out there with it, for sure.
Another rebound for Baskerville. Kind of fell in his lap on that one. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 4.5 minute mark, 51-26. Clay County, both Clay County teams, looking like going to have a pair of wins here in the Christmas Classic. And that's the way it should be, is the host school. Colleen's firing a three left side, no good. Villa getting the rebound. Actually, Melton credited. Back inside to Cole. Cole fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. First district action of the year will come on Tuesday, January the 13th. And I may have something wrong on my schedule. I show the first game in the new year is on January 13th. That's bound to be wrong. The 6th for that Jackson County date or another one?
Red Bowling.
Red Bowling on the 6th. I thought something was amiss. You don't go 2 weeks without a game in January. Eads good on the power free throws. Or just one, as a matter of fact. 1 of 2, 52-26. Clay County with the Indians doubled up right now. Baskerville, another email.
That's 4 or 5 already rebounds.
And we talked about one falling in his lap. That one did not. He went up and got that one, Doug. Melton misfires on the three. Got his own rebound. Good hustle. Works inside to Eads. Power dribble. He's up. Misses off the glass. Rebound East Rob. East Rob with some subs in right now. And now Coach Edwards will do the same. 3:25 and ticking. He sends Upchurch and Garner to the scores table. Isaiah Burnett going to join them there.
Some of those good quality young players Coach Edwards got going to get to see some action.
They've had a good JV season so far.
Yeah, the last JV, Parker, had 11 threes.
And not just 11, but 11 of 18, high percentage of them.
Yeah.
Burnett for Cherry, Garner for Eads, and Upchurch for Melton. Baskerville and Villa State.
It's a good effort with Clay County tonight. Good, solid play all the way around, all night.
Yeah, we talked about it in a break there. A clean game in all phases. Any category you can name, it's been good. Baskerville, another rebound and foul call. Going to be a nice piece moving into district play to have Baskerville. We already can see that. Oh, if nothing else, just for rebounding.
Yeah, get some length, size, rebounding. That's nice to have.
Garner in the corner. 2.5 minutes left. Dishes to Bella. Bella now to Burnett. Back to Garner. Now up Church. Dogs playing hot potato with it right now. Garner going to fire. Hits it. Garner on the season. 38% from 3 points. 3 of 8. Making 4 of 9 now. Indians on the inside. Baskerville, the block shot. Bella, the loose ball pickup. He heads to the hoop. Misses the shot. Baskerville takes it out of bounds. And the Indians take back over. But another credit to Baskerville there with the block shot.
Hey, that's an athletic block shot, too. Not just the block shot. He went and got that thing.
It's like a volleyball spike.
Yeah.
Minute 35 left in this one. And at any level of basketball, one little wrinkle, one player makes a big difference. Hopefully, Baskerville can do that for this Clay County team. But, you know, when you're talking about a sport that features only five players at a time, one guy, I mean, that makes a big difference.
Well, anytime you can put length on the floor, athletic length, that bothers teams, period. You know, we see it with girls' matches, boys' matches, whatever it is. Length changes things.
We've heard tell that Baskerville perhaps a pitcher in baseball as well, and that's unconfirmed, but exciting to hear. Baskerville at the line for 2 banks in the first one. Misses the second, so 1 of 2. Strong comes to the scorer's table waiting to check in. Indians with the ball here. Minute 10 left in the contest. Eastrob going to pull the trigger on a three. Man from right wing. Rebound up Church. Parker hands to Easton. Now whistles blow a travel call to get
the play. They're just rotating that sub.
Oh, okay. I saw the...
Rob called the timeout, but all he wanted was a sub, so they just rolled it.
Gotcha. So Strong checks in on the floor, Upchurch, Bella, Garner, Strong, and Burnett. Isaiah firing the three right side. No good. Strong the rebound. Kicks it back out to Bella. Swung back to Garner. 40 seconds. Strong with it. Thought about a three. Going to drive inside. Puts on the brakes. Kicks it back out. Nice bounce pass from Upchurch to Garner. Easton couldn't get it to go, and now he's fouled. This the group on the floor right now that has played so much JV together this year so well, with the exception of Bella, sophomore Caden Copeland, is the one that rounds out the JV squad. Juju being a junior and oftentimes a starter does not play JV. But a good group here, Doug, freshman and sophomore.
Oh, good, solid group of freshmen and sophomores.
Garner good on both of those free throws. Garner on the season, a 100% free throw shooter. It hit 2 of 2 coming into today. Garner comes up with a loose ball pickup, gives to Bella. Bella across court to Upchurch. He fires the three, no good. 10 seconds left as the Indians pull down the rebound. Bella wants it back, can't get it. He's probably going to have it to end the game here. Down to 3 seconds. A shot up at the buzzer. It's no good. Upchurch the rebound, and the buzzer sounds. Clay County dominating the East Robertson Indians. Coach Edwards stays perfect against them in his career at 9-0. Final score in this one, Clay County 58, East Rob 26. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fan.
Welcome back to what was the Clay County Christmas Classic. It just wrapped up here, 11 games, I think, over 2 days, and Clay County wraps it up with back-to-back wins here over East Robertson. The girls, the Lady Dogs, claim a 70-32 victory over the Lady Indians, and the Dogs take care of business against the Indians in the boys' game, 58-26. We'll now do the Bulldog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Doug, kind of close early, four-point ball game at the end of the first quarter. Is actually a little closer to that. I believe Nolan Adams hit about a half-court heave almost to close that one out. It was Clay County up 14-10 at the end of one. They stretched it out to 14 with a big second quarter, and pretty much were in control throughout the second half as they go on to win by 32.
They were just solid play tonight. It's one, Homer Daly walked up there and thought it was the best half they'd play.
Yeah.
May have been. Just a good, solid, complete game tonight. You know, we'd been getting two and a half, three quarters, not them four. We got four tonight. Good, solid play tonight.
Yeah, and it all started, Clay County shot well to start. They knocked down four threes in that first quarter, and I thought that kind of got them going. Yeah. We saw Aiden Cherry knock down a couple in a row there, but Nolan Adams and Cole Leeds also. Yeah. So this senior stepping up early. How big is that to see it go through the net early in the ballgame?
Well, you always want to see it go in. Once you see it go in, your eyes kind of get big. You feel like everything's going to go. So you want the ball to drop early. And I said the first shots we shot went in. So everybody got going early in the game, and it slowed. The pace was a little slow to start with.
It was.
But I mean, we're scoring okay, and then we picked pace up, defensive effort, and just changed the game.
Right. Of course, you talked about it right off the bat. Coach Edwards going to that 2-3 zone, that will slow a pace in the game. Yeah. As East Robert's trying to be patient there, but as always, a good call by coach.
Oh well, he seen something, and after he watched it, they didn't shoot the ball great. They had a couple that knocked down some threes, but they didn't shoot it great. So that's one thing a zone is going to challenge you to do, shoot it. So Coach Edwards had seen something in their tape saying, well, let's make them hit some shots. And they weren't able to do that tonight, and we prevailed and got a good lead right there and won it.
Nobody in the double figures on East Robertson as Luke O'Brien led the way for the Indians with 8 points. Luke Hall had six. Mac Jepson, 3. Jalen Bass, 5. Bryce Fulton, 2. And Brogan Mann, 2 for East Robertson. For Clay County, Nolan Adams, leading scorer, he leads tonight with 21 points. Cole Eads had eight. Aiden Cherry had 10. Warner Melton, 7. Jake Copeland, 2. Juju Villa, 2. Easton Garner came in with 5, and then Braden Baskerville had 3. Doug, so kind of spread across the board for the Dogs. That's what you want to see.
Oh yeah, you want that balance, and you know, top to bottom, that's a good box score right there.
Again, Clay County dominates here, 58-26 over East Robertson in the Clay County Christmas Classic finale. This Bulldog wrap up is brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Herbie Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. One more little promo. We'll be right back to wrap it up with the TDS Top Performer.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here for the final time tonight from Joe Sims GM on the Horizon Sports Network. This is the Farm Bureau post-game show. Clay County's boys and girls winners tonight to put the end on this Christmas Classic. Time now to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. We'll start off with the girls. Just had to go with junior shooting guard Natalie Smith, or junior point guard, I should say. And part of the thing, we always talk about tone setters and setting the tone early. She did that in that first quarter, was so active, had the first 6 points that Clay County had on the board, finished that first quarter with 9, was three of them from the free throw line, field goals from 2, just did a good job at administering the offense and distributing the ball amongst them, Doug. And we know how good a player Natalie is, but she's still, like every player, regardless of what level, can always grow. And she's still growing, and I'm just excited to watch her continue to do that.
Yeah, and Natalie has those quiet numbers. You know, you'll watch her play, and you think, well, she ain't done much. And you look at that box score, and she's done a lot.
Yeah.
You know, she's one of those players. Now, she just gets a lot out of the effort and makes everybody go.
You know, there in that third quarter came out and once again set the tone. You're looking at it as a fresh start again. Had 2 3-pointers in that third quarter. Finished with 20 points on the night, a season high. Not sure what her career high is. We talked about that earlier, but it probably rivals it. But that's the kind of thing she can do. You've got 3 scorers on this girl's team that can go for 20 any given night, and Natalie Smith's the one that did it tonight.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them dangerous. We talked about distributed points with the boys just a minute ago on the wrap-up. Well, whenever we've got her going, you can't focus on the others, and Natalie can be the dagger like she was tonight.
Well, you want those stats to be kind of balanced through there. Because when you're scouting that team, who you going to guard?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when it's balanced in there, you know, everybody scouting us knows there's 3. Well, you can't stop all 3.
That's it.
So who are you going to try to take away? So that's really nice when you see that.
In boys action, you know, a good night, a lot of good performances. But senior Aiden Cherry, saw him tonight get the start. And since the return of the football players, it's one of the first starts that he's had in this lineup. Don't know what the difference was tonight, but quickly out of the gate, he made his presence known, had a couple of 3-pointers in that first quarter. We talked about him learning his role on the court with the different lineups. I think he had learned his role with that first lineup that he played the Watertown Jellico games with. Then Colin Nolan come back in, and it's like, okay, we're learning again where it is I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to do, building that chemistry. And it's just getting better each and every night. And I'm excited after this Christmas break when we get to district play to see us playing at our full potential. I don't think we've got there yet, because part of the reason is Aiden Cherry. Right now, he is filling in his own with his team.
Yeah, well, he's in a situation. He come off a team where he had to do the majority of the work. Come to a team to where he don't have to do that.
Right.
He's just got to go out there and play and do. So that's a big adjustment.
Sure.
And now he's starting to get that adjustment. He's just got to go play ball, and that takes a lot off of you when you don't have to put that pressure on yourself to do a lot. And it's showing.
It is. And the last time that I think this is the second time we've bestowed this award upon him, the last time talked about his stability, just his emotional stability out there, just being being steady and knowing what he's going to bring. And I think you continue to see that. You'll see him in a trap. He don't worry about that. He just works through it. If something bad happens, he don't get upset about it. He just works through it. And just bringing that calm demeanor out to the court with his own personality, it's kind of fun to see.
Well, you watch him play, you can't tell if he scored one, scored 21, threw four away. You can't tell. He's just steady, you know, and that's tough.
It is.
You know?
It is.
I mean, to just play and not show any emotion, he just goes out there and plays.
That's a good thing. A good thing to bring to the table, because you're not dependent on that for your performance.
Yeah.
So it's certainly a strength that he taps into. But tonight's TDS top performers, two good ones, Natalie Smith and Aiden Cherry, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. The Christmas Classic is complete. We have had a pair of wins here tonight. Clay County girls 1-2 today, beat DeKalb County at noon. BD Strub tonight in the 6 o'clock tip game. And Clay County's boys beat the UC Rams last night. And then they knocked off East Rob tonight. Coach Walker got his 200th win. Coach Edwards stays perfect against the Indians in his career, 9-0 now. So it was just a good time. Got a special guest here that has come up to the table. Before we sign off her, she was wanting to talk, as she sometimes does. This is 6-year-old first grader Mila Grace Strong, regular here on the Horizon Sports Network. Mila, how are you tonight?
Good.
Are you excited about Christmas next week?
Mm-hmm.
What's one thing that you're hoping to get?
A pogo stick.
A pogo stick. Well, that sounds like a good gift. I hope you get it, and I hope Santa Claus treats you good. But, folks, we hope y'all have a Merry Christmas. We're going to take a little break with the teams. We are not going to be at Harriman covering those games. Just be there in unofficial capacity as fans. And we'll be back on air, I guess that's going to be January the 6th, from Red Bull and Springs when we return to district action. Millie, you're picking my arm. Is there one more thing you want to say?
Good night.
Good night. Well, we'll just go with that. Folks, for Doug Strong, for Thomas Weaver, for Joe Sims, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a
good night.